Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from the Gospel just read from St. Luke chapter 13, as well as the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah was in trouble. He had proclaimed God's word to the people of Israel. They were going into exile. This was around 610 BC. It was their unbelief and hardness of heart that was the cause of the disaster that would befall them. It is their own fault. No one else was to blame. Jeremiah is simply announcing the way things are. But they are ready to kill the messenger because they don't like the message. Often this is your reaction when it comes to confronting sin. It is mine as well. You don't like to be wrong. You don't want someone to show you your weaknesses, far less your sin. Can you imagine the audacity actually telling another person that they're wrong? We don't do that today. We just don't. Right and wrong today is a private opinion. Our culture today would have you believe that if there is a right and a wrong, really you should keep it to yourself. But God loves you far too much for that. God loves you so much, He is willing to risk your rejection in order to save you. And so He sends prophets like Jeremiah, preachers who speak the truth in love both in season and out of season. And sometimes that warning, that cry to repent and turn away from your self-centered and empty life, well, sometimes the rejection gets ugly. This is what was going on with Jeremiah. And for speaking the truth to those people, he was rejected. The same happened to most of the prophets. Even John the Baptist, the last and greatest of the prophets. He had the nerve to tell Herod, that old fox, as Jesus calls him, he had the nerve to tell him that adultery and murder is a sin. Herod did not like that message, not one bit. And so he threw John in prison and eventually murdered him. It's a dangerous thing bringing bad news. The only thing worse is not bringing it. By the time we get to our Lord in our text, he is heading the same way of Jeremiah, of John, and of all the rejected prophets before him. Our text says that some religious leaders, Pharisees, come to Jesus and urge him to go away because Herod wants him dead. At first glance, it seems like they're doing Jesus a favor. After all, they're warning him to leave. But this is no favor. Basically, they're trying to pressure and manipulate Jesus into leaving his divine mission of salvation for the world. Like Satan before them, which we heard about last week, they try to get Jesus to look after himself. Let the world go to hell all on its own. But that is not God's way. It's our way. Our way is conflict avoidance. Our way is to ignore the sins and signs of our brokenness. Our way is to avoid talking about things like sin and death. Why? They're so negative. If we don't talk about them, maybe they'll go away. Maybe things will just work out all on their own. So we run from God. We hide. We hide from our sin. We hide from it all, just like Adam and Eve in the garden. But God is not like us. Not in this way, at least. God sees your need. He knows that the path that you are on by nature leads only to death and sorrow and everlasting guilt. He knows this. And so he begins with this audacious, crazy call to repentance. Recognize your sin for what it is, he says. Know that you are the cause of your own impending death. You and no one else. St. Paul warns us of this in our epistle. He writes, "For many of you, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things." When our minds are so set on the things of this world, we forget our baptismal identity. Each of you knows some, maybe close friends, even family members, who no longer recognize their deeds and lives as full of sin and needing God's grace. We don't have to look far to find those who glory in their shame, who flaunt sins of greed and sensuality and desire before the world and don't care if God knows it or not. Their minds are set on earthly things, St. Paul says. And we are right there with them. This is why Jesus weeps and laments over Jerusalem, his own city. You can imagine this scene in our Lord's life. He's on his way to die, and still they try to keep him from saving them. You can imagine Jesus looking over his city and saying those words, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you would not." Hear yourself in those words, dearly baptized, for you have caused our Lord's anguish as much as they. Repent and believe the gospel. The time has come, and is even here, beloved, when our Lord enters his city once again. For soon we will sing those words, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." For Jesus enters into Jerusalem with forgiveness, healing, life, and salvation for you, always for you. He goes to Jerusalem to die on the cross so that you may receive his own body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins. That is a love that knows no bounds. That is a love that risks rejection and even death itself for you. For God has established the new Jerusalem here at his altar. Come, leave behind all of the sin, hardship that brings you low. Come and rest with Jesus. For God has taken care of it all, always for you. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.